The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
All or nothing at all. Half of love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all.
Francis Albert, there it is. I said.
I said all, nothing at all.
Very cool. Joe on the radio, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning. Good morning. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. Chief Terrence Monahan is going to join us this hour. Very proud to bring the chief to the airwaves. The NYPD doing such a stellar job in this great city of New York, and it is just virtually impossible. Working around the politics alone, what Commissioner O'Neill and Chief Monahan and all of the NYPD is doing is stellar. We appreciate them putting their lives on the line for us every single day. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, and the statistics show we're the safest big city in the country. Look at this, New York, huh? Don't want to take anything for granted, but we appreciate the NYPD working so hard. Speaking of which, Commissioner Bernard Kerik, boy, that was a it's big news that when Bernie went on the limb for Eddie Gallagher, Chief Gallagher, and that whole situation, he was part of the legal team out there, and Commissioner Kerik's going to tell us exactly what went on there and what he saw that the rest of us did not see, that Eddie Gallagher was going to walk away from that and not be convicted of any crimes, any war crimes, I just think it was again, when I use the word witch hunt, I use witch hunt after Eddie Gallagher, and now he is free. Danielle DiMartino Booth will join us. Mike Gallagher's on the show. Professor Alan Dershowitz, we're going to get into this Epstein thing. It's so creepy. This whole thing, it makes me feel just creeped out. And I'm thinking why this happens. And Professor Dershowitz is going to explain to us what's going on with Epstein. How did this happen? How was the deal made? Who made the deal? How is this going to affect everybody? This is just an absolute mess. And then the question is, with this Epstein thing, it's coming out of the Southern District of New York. And anymore, the Southern District of New York has just been a platform for U.S. attorneys to become, to make this all political. And I'm using the analogy I use is the way they're going after President Trump from the Southern District of New York. So now, and stay with me, as creepy as this Epstein guy is, as soon as I see the Southern District of New York go after this guy, I have to question, is this a political takedown? That's the first thing I thought of. Do you see, and I hope the DOJ and the deep state, or if you don't like the word deep state, just use lifelong bureaucrats that are in the government system, the governmental system, you know. They're lifers down there. They don't want to change anything. When Donald Trump comes in and changes things, oh, they just can't stand that. They go in there, and now they create these witch hunts. What's happening with the Mueller probe? After the Mueller probe, I'm suspect of anything. So out of the Southern District of New York. But apparently this was really a creepy situation. Bill Clinton already said he wasn't involved. Now they're going to try to go after the president. The president dissed this guy, shut this guy down. Epstein kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. He didn't have to. He did on his own, you know. And now, of course, they're going to go after the president on this, I'm sure. And is Bill Clinton just going to walk away from this? Very, very interesting. Professor Dershowitz will break it down for us. Very proud to have Staff Sergeant David Bellavia on. David is the decorated Iraq War veteran. He just was awarded the Medal of Honor by President Trump in the White House ceremony last week. And what did he say, Frankie? You said, what did the sergeant say?
So I asked if we could have, because I know he's busy now. He used to come on the show all the time as a military expert and
always
a commentator.
Always appreciated that.
And I know he's busy now, very much in demand, that he's a Medal of Honor recipient, the most recent one.
The guy.
And I said, hey, do you think you can make some time to come on with Joe one day this week? You know, whatever works for you. He said, are you kidding? For Joe Piscopo, I would miss my own funeral.
Oh,
you let me know when you want me to be on, and that's when I'll be there.
I am honored, Sergeant David. Thank you so much. He's on in the 9 o'clock hour. That is great. Thank you, Frankie, for calling and checking in. Always appreciate the United States military, you know. And I think because I didn't serve, do I appreciate it more because I didn't serve? You know what I mean? I just remember what my father told me, how great how you have to support the military, how you have to support law enforcement. This is what I was taught, how you support the country. And if you win and you represent the country, are you not respectful of the country? If you get invited to the White House, do you just acknowledge that? Do you have to diss that and then take it down, double down, triple down, and go, well, I'm not going to the White House. I'm going to talk to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. And you and I go, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to talk to these people who are anti-American at this point? Yes, I said anti-American. It's true. And then you look at what Colin Kaepernick is doing, and now he's like the – and I – you know, forgive me. I got to clear something up, too, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, because I know – and I hear you when you tweet me, and I appreciate that so much, getting back and forth. When I say Kaepernick was like the poster boy, I said – and I'm not being – I'm being a little facetious, I guess, but I really think that Nike is using Kaepernick, I think, in an egregious way. I don't think it's right. Nike is a young black American just for their own political purposes to gain profit. That's what it's for. And I guess the only thing that evens it out is Kaepernick is using Nike right back. And meantime, you and I are in the middle of it trying to explain to our kids why you shouldn't wear socks that depict police officers as pigs. What am I missing here? What is going on? How does this guy become the poster child for this huge corporation with Nike? And Nike doubles down on it. And then I think when misguided people like this Megan Rapinoe, you know, now the head of the – is she the head? She's the captain of the team, I guess.
She's the co-captain.
All right, the co-captain of the team of this great event. These girls, they're girls. And as a daddy, I would just be so thrilled if my daughters played soccer like that and won like that. How great that is. Then they take a look at Kaepernick, and they don't salute the flag. They drop the flag. They stomp on the flag. You saw that, okay? And then, thank God, I think the girl's name was O'Hara who saved it.
Kelly O'Hara.
Kelly O'Hara. Thank God for that. That's the real MVP right there. She grabbed the flag immediately off the ground. And I could see you're in the middle of it. You won. But really? I mean, really? After the track record of this Rapinoe girl, I don't want to hear it anymore. And I think they look to Kaepernick as like a role model. And the argument is flawed. The argument is flawed. It's like because you get when there's a 911 call in a stressed area, in an inner city with a high crime area, the first person to go there is a police officer. And he or she puts his life or her life on the line, has to wear a flak jacket, go in. And a lot of the times these police officers, when they make those domestic violence calls, get killed in action, killed in the line of duty. When they walk in and they try to help somebody in a stressed area, and all of a sudden you're going to wear socks that depict these heroes and heroines as pigs, something's wrong here. And I swear to God, when I was talking to somebody about doing radio. Joe, how do you like doing radio? I feel like I'm we just had this conversation last night. I feel like I'm a translator. I feel like I have to explain to you what's right, because I feel in my heart what's right. I don't have any animus, any hate toward anybody, but don't disrespect the country. Don't disrespect the law enforcement that puts their lives on the line. And that's what we're getting. I feel like we're just being spit in our face. And everything that's right is wrong. It's like Marco Rubio said something about that, saying, what's going on in the country? The licking of the ice cream and then putting it back into the freezer. What in the name of God would – I was a crazy kid.
And I was a wise guy. I could never do that. You know why? Because it would hurt somebody else. And I would, even as a kid, I could never do that.
I don't understand the thrill of it.
Like, you got a problem. You're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. You got a problem if that's what you get your kicks out.
I understand if you're like 16 years old, you break into your parents' liquor cabinet, you get to get drunk, right? I can understand the...
I wouldn't know about that.
No. What do you gain by licking ice cream that other people are going
to just
eat?
Proves you're a moron. Yeah, that's all it is. First of all, it was dumb for the girl to do it to begin with, but now you have this other guy. It's even worse.
Yeah.
Lock him up
and
make an example out of these people.
Yeah.
They're not going to learn. They're stupid. And then there's a new one I saw today on Facebook. The guy opens up a big gallon of Arizona iced tea, takes a sip out of it, and then spits it back into the thing, caps it up, and puts it on the shelf. What's wrong with people?
All for attention.
It's all for attention and likes and all this other nonsense.
Maybe for likes, yeah. It is something. But I was just so disheartened this morning when I see the glory of these women winning like this and then to disrespect the country, just to disrespect the country.
By the way, did you know Pete Alonso is donating a portion of his money to...
that kid! Can we talk about... Like, I'm a
Yankee. That's a kid... That's a kid we should be promoting and should be talking about and should be revealing.
Without
missing a beat, he's like, I'm donating a portion of my money. That's awesome.
The humility of the kid when he talked. You know what I'm saying?
He just gets it.
And we're talking about the Met. And I'm a Yankee fan, and I retweeted that out. He won the home run derby. How cool was that? He won $1 million. So they talked to him. They interviewed him. And you could see the humility in Alonzo's face with this kid. He goes, I'm going to donate 5% to the Wounded Warriors, 5% to the Tunnel to Towers, and Tunnel to Towers. That's I always say it's the Siller Foundation, the Siller family. But I would say that's the foundation I work with most is the Siller Foundation and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Great, they just put a. Did you see the smart home in Staten Island?
I did.
Vietnam vet.
Oh, it's fantastic what they're doing. So God bless Alonzo for doing that.
Yeah.
That is a stellar example of a great young American.
And here's a kid who's not making a lot of money this year. It's a rookie contract.
Wow.
He's not making a lot.
Wow.
That $1 million could have done something.
Yeah.
You know what? 10% of it go to somebody else. Good
that's
for him.
That's what I'm talking about. And that's what I want to see from these girls. And with the attitude, the snarky attitude of it. So when I went on with Judge Napolitano, he was sitting in for Kennedy yesterday on Fox Business. I was talking about it. I was waiting for the judge to ask me about it. And I was going to talk about it. But I didn't. And you know what Judge and I ended up doing? And whether you agree with me, whether you disagree with me, you agree or disagree with the judge, we salute. We toasted cannolis together. That's a share of cannoli. Everybody's got to just stop the hate, to settle down.
What we should do is tomorrow during the ticker tape parade, we should send somebody downstairs with a Make America Great hat again to try and give it to one of the people on the soccer team.
That's actually very
funny. No, listen, Al, you're the best. Let's figure out who we can.
Matt
Sambolin will do it.
No, but you need you need like a long pole because you can't. The street's blocked off. You can't get into the street, and you don't want Matt to get arrested.
Can I tell you this? If you're listening, 716, we're going to stay out of town because it's going to be a zoo here. I'm thinking of just not coming in at all. But if you go to the parade, wear a MAGA hat. Wear a red MAGA hat at the parade tomorrow. Come on. That should be the mantra. It's a great idea, Albert.
Thank you.
That's hysterical. Make America great. Nancy Pelosi, they're creating the racial divide. The Democrats are creating the racial divide. Make America white again. You go, what the heck is that?
What are they going to do if he wins again?
He is going to win again. It's going to be a landslide.
They're burying
themselves, and they don't even understand.
All right, let me rephrase that. What will they do when he wins again? And there's another 4 years in the White House. Could you imagine? What could happen? I'm sorry. Are you?
No, I looked at myself. I'm being...
You all right?
Don't lose your point because it was a good
point. No, I'm just saying. What will
the microphone was kind of blocked.
Because this is not distracting at all. Good. All right.
How about that?
Mike is the guest.
You know what, George? It's the studio, man. This is the worst studio to do any video in. It's not a studio. It's a radio. I was here when Joey Reynolds did. I tell you this. I came in.
Nothing's changed. That's the thing.
Nothing has changed, brother.
We've spared limited expense. When they sold this, when they gave us the floor, they just take the equipment. It's fine.
But we're trying to make it work.
What are the Democrats going to do when he wins again? I mean, this is the amazing thing.
I can't wait.
If he wins, first off, even if he wins by the narrowest of margins or by the biggest of margins, it's another 4 years of small business succeeding. Of businesses in this country doing well, what are they going to do?
I don't know, man.
What platform do they have to run on?
But you're right. You're right. I have no
idea. Look at Biden. He wants to bring back single payer, whatever, health care. and he wants to charge you if you don't if you don't have health care. Like Frank got charged a couple of years ago because he forgot to sign up for health care, and he got charged for it.
Yeah,
right,
my son too.
So let me make this clear: the government is forcing you to take health care, and if you don't, we penalize you.
Well,
but if you're
Obamacare
an illegal if you're an illegal immigrant,
we would call it National Romney Care because was Romney's
very
plan.
Good.
But if you come into this country illegally, we will give you free college, free health care. You don't get penalized for it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that picture?
And no one, you know, we should talk about too. Who's we gotta go to a break? Could you hold the calls? Matter of fact, I'll go to the calls when I come back on our Balance of Nature phone line 877-970-2999. But who can beat the president? I'm thinking remember when the former Virginia Senator Jim Webb was running, and you and I said Frankie Five Boroughs. You know, Debbie, we said this guy Jim Webb can win because he was a conservative, middle of the road conservative, tough guy. That guy could have given President Trump a run for his money. They went with Hillary. The rest is history. Tulsi Gabbard's the only one that could give, the president a run for his, because she's military. She's a major in the Army, I believe, right? In the Army?
She was in the Army or the Air Force?
Whatever she is.
What are you talking about?
Tulsi Gabbard.
Army,
yeah,
major.
Yeah. God, how cool is that?
Still serves. She's in the reserve.
I think that's so cool. You know, Deb? And then now she could give the president a run for the money. They could play on our military record like
Problem
that.
Problem is she's not going to gain enough traction. Yeah. She's got some very smart ideas, especially militarily.
They won't get it.
But
they will not
they
get
will
it.
They will bury her.
They will not get it. That's so
she's
true.
She's not far enough to the left for them.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Yeah, you know. Hey, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, I'm going to go to the calls in a second. Debbie's out there looking out for you. How are you doing this morning, Debbie Duhaime? How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Having fun in the studio?
Yeah, we got to move.
Cleaning up.
It was a mess. Please, Deb. I just thank God for Durasan.
Without a doubt, right?
You can't make it up. But we're up and we're at them, and we ain't going down. So help me God, we ain't going down. 20 after 7, Debbie's on the roads for you. And AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. And everybody, let's go out to the Sprains. Sprains southbound at 100B. It's an accident in the right lane. We're seeing some volume right now on the southbound Thruway 13 down toward 11, approaching the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB only 5. Lincoln 25. Holland still about 15 to 20. Watch for this closure right now as you head over to South Orange Avenue, getting out toward the area of Walnut Street and Livingston by the Livingston Mall. That's an ongoing accident investigation. Over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes northbound, getting up past the area of 7A, it's an accident investigation. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on the eastbound BQE at Cabin Plaza. It's an accident there as well. And traffic moving slowly as you head over to the Southern State West at Peninsula Boulevard. Accident cleared. Sun today, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save on new appliances by shopping Lowe's July 4th savings. Get great deals like up to 40% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 7/10 U.S. only.
Mike Gallagher has had enough.
I am so sick of these un-American miscreants who hate this country so much that they want to strip every symbol of our nation's beginnings, its foundings, its origins. And you know what? We can push back too. We can push back with truth, with logic. I am fed up.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, financial markets around the world mostly retreating ahead of a statement by the Fed. Investors looking for clues into where interest rates are going when Fed Chair Jerome Powell delivers the Fed's semi-annual monetary report to Congress starting Wednesday. Meanwhile, shares continue falling this week after speculation that strong jobs growth could lead the Fed to hold back on an aggressive cut, with the Dow losing nearly 116 points Monday to close at 26,806. The NASDAQ down 63 and the S&P 500 off by 14 points. Deutsche Bank shares continue tumbling after announcing it's laying off 18,000 workers. And Richard Branson's space tourism venture Virgin Galactic getting ready for liftoff as a publicly traded company, reportedly picking up a commitment for an $800 million investment. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater in unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Well, we are very, very honored. And I know I was going to go to the calls on the Balance of Nature phone line. Could you hold the calls for a second? Because I want to clear the airwaves for Chief Terrence Monahan, the NYPD chief of the department. I have to tell you, we're very pro-law enforcement. We make no bones about it. Unapologetically, we support the NYPD. They have created New York to be the safest big city in the United States of America under Commissioner O'Neill. And I have immense respect and in awe of the fine job that the NYPD is doing. You know what, Chief? It's an honor to have you here, my friend. God bless you.
It's a pleasure coming here to join you.
Yeah, thank you, Chief. I appreciate it, man. Hey, man, I'll tell you, you guys are doing a great job. I don't know how you do it. First of all, can I start here, sir?
Sure.
How do you get around the politics? And I want to say, and Commissioner O'Neill's such a good guy. He's such a regular, as you are, Chief. How do you get around the politics in New York City, man?
Listen, we're cops, and that's what I've been a cop for 37 and a half years. It's what I did. I started out on the streets, and I consider myself a police officer. I don't play politics. I'm going to say what's on my mind. I'm going to say what I think is best for the citizens of New York and for the men and women in the police department that work for me.
Yeah, God bless you. Yeah, tell us exactly, what does a chief do? Look at the stars on this guy.
Man, look at that, man. I love that. Listen, it's everything.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
I got to tell
you. I'm involved with everything with the PD. You know, whether it's the crime reductions, the administrative aspects, I'm involved in every day-to-day aspect that goes on in the police department. And basically supporting the men and women that are out there every day actually doing the job. I'm sitting in one police plaza now, so I need to be out there and make sure that I appreciate the great work that the men and women that are out on the streets right now, what they do each and every day.
You feel like you got to get on the streets, right?
I'd much rather be out on the street than sitting in the office. But as you get a little bit older, I guess it's easier to stay in the office.
You know, and how are things different in respect to crime fighting today as opposed to when you started in 1982, sir?
Listen, people are more involved, and it's precision. We know who we're going after, and we work together as a team. Back in 1982, it was crazy. There was stuff going on all over the place. This was a different city back then. A lot more violent.
I drive my kids around, Chief, and I go past the improvisation. Remember 44th and 9th?
Oh, yeah.
Remember trying to go, we used to go to the comedy clubs in the Village. It was impossible to get down there, man, because of the crime like that.
Absolutely. And I started in Hunts Point. And that's where I started back in 1982. Gosh. And you couldn't go You couldn't go half a block without having streetwalkers all over the place coming up propositioning you. As cops, we weren't allowed to do anything. As a street cop, you were not allowed to make an arrest on that. Only certain individuals back in 82 were allowed to make those arrests.
And then when Commissioner Bratton came in with the broken windows and Mayor Giuliani, the whole city just changed.
Absolutely. Allowed cops to be cops again.
Yeah, which I think is happening nowadays. Absolutely. And again, I have to reiterate, and I'm saying this, so not to put political pressure on you, but how you're getting around the politics, current day politics, is stellar. Because that is now, one cop told me once, he goes, Joe, it's not black and white anymore. It's not like right or wrong. There's a gray area that you guys have to deal in, you know? So it's very, very tough because you have to watch everything you do, and they're going to criticize everything that you do.
Listen, police work has always been criticized from day one, the yelling at bumper shooting to when we locked up Larry Davis way back when to whatever happens now. There are always issues with police work. Cops have to know what they're doing. I think today's cops are better suited than back in my day, you know, body cameras. So you know what you're doing. It gets rid of the idea of people making up stories about you, because once those body cameras are on, we're recording what actually happens from start to finish.
And I'm going to talk to you about the press conference you had yesterday, but how do you say, you know, I work in the at-risk community for 25 years. That's been my mission, helping the at-risk community. And I see the stressed areas, and I see the highest crime is in the stressed areas. And I just said on the air, and it incenses me when you're men and women, the NYPD, when there's a 911 call, you're the first to show up. You're the first to show up, and now you have to wear virtually a flak suit to go in. You have to, like you're a SWAT team, you have to wear a bulletproof vest because police officers are being killed, and you have to go into these stressed areas. So I want to say, I say thank you for going into those areas and helping the most stressed, because you're getting more heat from that community, and politically they're going up against law enforcement in that regard. When a police officer, chief, is putting his life on the line when he goes in to help people in a stressed area like that.
You know, I worked my entire career in what would be considered problematic neighborhoods, and they were some of the best people I ever worked with in my life. You're going to hear your voices out there that are always outraged against the police whenever we do A, B, and C. But the good, hardworking, silent majority that lives in those communities truly appreciate what the men Amen. And women do there.
Amen. Give us the stats, man. This is great. This apparently crime in the first half of 2019, reading here, has fallen into another record low. Give us an idea what the stats are and what they mean, Chief.
Again, through the first 6 months of the year, we're down 5.4% in total overall index crime. This is coming off a historic year that we had last year. And it's every single category. It's not one crime driving. Every single category is down. Homicides, and that's the big bellwether. Homicides, lowest 6 months we've ever had in the modern era, 135 homicides. So we are on pace to top last year's completely historic year. Obviously, there's one incident, one thing that came up yesterday, and something that does really cause me some issues is shootings. Shootings across the city are up right now. They're up 7%. 24 shootings year to date, and that's a trend we want to get rid of, because if shootings start to go up, that's what you hear about, that random bullet that hits somebody on the street.
Yeah,
that is something that we really need to get under control in the city.
Well, and you can't say this, but I can, there's politicians that are letting these people back out on the streets, man.
Oh, absolutely. There has to be consequences to your actions. I am for diversion for nonviolent crimes. That's fine. That's a different answer. But for violent crimes, for people running around the streets with guns, I don't believe that diversion is the right answer. I think there needs to be a consequence. If you're willing to go out on the streets of Brooklyn or anywhere else in the city with a gun on your side and a cop catches you, risk his life to make that arrest, there has to be a consequence to that. I don't know if we want to be given second chances for someone who's taken that much of a step.
Amen. That makes all the common sense in the world, Chief. Hey, is this all due, all this reduction in crime and the success that the NYPD is having, is this the CompStat program? Is that what this is all about?
It all started with CompStat back in 1994.
Yeah.
CompStat gave accountability, and it put a focus on how to reduce crime. Now, I run the CompStat now, and we talk about specifics. We talk about individuals. We talk about people and why they're on the streets, which is great as the prosecutors are there. They come to our concerts too. So this is a true conversation as who's causing the violence in the neighborhood, what we can do to get that person off the streets, because it is a very small percentage of people that cause the violence. And if we can get them off the streets and put them away, it discourages others from following that path because they see that there are consequences.
Yeah, tell us about yourself, Chief Monahan. Man, I tell you, you're in this powerful position. You're a regular guy. You're a cop's cop. I'm always in awe, and every time I go past a police officer, and I suggest you do the same if you're watching or if you're listening, say thank you for your service, you know, to the men and women of the NYPD. But how did you start, man, and did you ever think you'd get to where you are today?
I never thought I'd be chief of the department. Are you kidding me? I came on, like I said, 1982. I come from a family.
Man, I was on Saturday Night Live, man. You were a little kid, man. Did you watch me after the shift? Come on, now.
Absolutely. You know, on Saturday nights, if I was off at 11:30, I don't think I was sitting at home watching Saturday Night Live.
You're out somewhere, man.
Yeah, but again, I came from a family of cops. You know, my grandfather was a cop in New York in 1927.
Wow.
My father came on in 1946.
Oh, my gosh,
and my
man.
Brother in 72. So, yeah, this is something I knew I always wanted to do.
Yeah, well, and God bless you. So you went in, and then I still don't understand the politics of it all. You have to be... I guess if you just do your job and you put your head down and just stay on focus, that you can get the job done, right?
Do the right thing.
Yeah.
Always looking to do the right thing. Always, you know, as you move up in the ranks, make sure you're taking care of the people that work for you.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones that are making you successful, the ones that are out there every day.
You know, Chief, we'll let you go, and we appreciate your valuable time and congratulate you on the great, the crime stats in New York City, man. I walked the streets in the late 70s.
Yeah.
That's where I started out. And I went to 44th and 9th. I used to say we used to have to double. I was with Larry David. You know Larry David?
Yeah.
We'd be at the comedy clubs together, right? We'd have to go, hey, let's go to Smiley's, get a sandwich. Go with me, all right? Because God forbid you get mugged, you go across 9th Avenue. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
It was crazy.
Absolutely.
And people don't understand it. I'm talking to you now. We have a lot of young folks that listen. 42nd Street, what that was like back in the day, and you were right in the middle of it all.
Right. You didn't go down there alone. It was a very seedy area, and now it is probably the nicest place in the world.
Yeah, and again, with a shout-out, certainly Commissioner O'Neill doing a great job, and then what Commissioner Bratton did with Rudolph Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani, one of my dear friends, doing such a great job. I have to ask you this before I let you go, because I emphasize it every morning on the radio. We got the platform, and we're pro law enforcement. I call it assassination of police officers every day. Every day that cops getting killed, it seems. It seems like every day. Is it? Why is that happening? Am I exaggerating this? Is it less this year than past years? And why does this keep happening, Chief?
Listen, it's a dangerous profession. It's a dangerous profession throughout the country. Men and women put their lives on the line every day. And you know as you leave your house, you're going out on that street, you know, something could happen. Problems happen in a second. You look just the 4-4 the other day. It was a simple arrest. It was simply going to arrest a guy for breaking the back window of a car. And it turns into a wrestling match on the street where he pulls out a gun and points it into a cop's chest. They never expected it. And here's a man that... 8 felony convictions, 5 violent felony convictions, been in jail since 1990, and just got out in April. And he's willing to pull a gun on a cop and almost shoot him. That cop didn't expect that. So you never know what's going to happen every single day you're out on the street.
Does it come from the top? Like, we have a president now, it's my opinion, it's me speaking, that supports law enforcement. And it pretty starts, and sometimes if it doesn't come from the top, it'll seep down where people will disrespect law enforcement. And it goes along with the military as well. It pretty much starts at the head, correct?
Listen, you need to have support, and it's got to go throughout the communities. People need to support their cops. The cops are out there, and they're doing the right thing 99.9% of the time.
Yeah.
Are there always going to be bad apples that we have to look for? Absolutely. But it needs to go through the communities. That's why we do neighborhood policing, and so the communities get to know the cops, know that we're human. We're not an occupying army here. We have families. We go home to our families just like they do, and to get to know one another as human beings, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and I love that you're grounded as you are, Chief Terrence Monahan. I have to ask you this. You know, I'm on the radio. I got to ask you these questions, man. Look at me now. You know, I'd rather just have a couple laughs and say thank you and what a great job the NYPD is doing, and we are in awe of you and appreciate it, sir. But the suicide with police, we have to address that. It's an issue, and not only in the police department. It just seems to be epidemic nowadays in schools. I got to worry about, God forbid, my kids in schools, but in law enforcement, why are there the suicides to the degree that we're seeing it, sir?
Listen, this has been a problem that's been for years and years in law enforcement. We've lost 6 officers this year to suicide. Nationally, I think we've lost 100 and change at this point, including a state trooper just last week. There's a lot of stresses in police work. What we need to do is take the stigma away from seeking help. Cops run in and day out to put their lives on the line to save other people that they don't know. Well, they have to take that time out to save their partners and save themselves. Go out and get help. So we're trying to make a bunch of changes in the police agency to take that stigma away and make it easier for cops to get help. Whether they come through the department or they go outside the department, get the help. If you're having these stresses, if you're feeling it, talk to somebody. Don't internalize it. There's always an answer. Go out, get some help. We're going to be hiring clinicians to go out and talk to cops, maybe take that stigma away. We're going to have peer counseling. We're going to get cops. We're going to train cops within every command to understand how to talk to somebody, understand how to get them the help that they need. So if you don't want to come to a boss and talk to them, there should be another cop in your command that you can talk to, and he can steer you somewhere to get help. The whole idea is to speak about it and talk openly about the problem.
Yeah, humanizing the NYPD. Can I get those stars? Can I wear those stars in the studio? I want those stars, man. What do they signify exactly? Is that like when you're chief, you get a star?
Yeah, each we have 4 levels of chief. There's a deputy chief gets 1, assistant chief gets 2, chief of a bureau gets 3, and then the chief of department. I'm the only one that gets to wear 4.
Chief Monahan, congratulations. I tell you, I'm an old guy, man. I remember when this city was tough and you couldn't walk the streets. And I know it's the NYPD that has turned this around. And with respect to Commissioner O'Neill, Chief Terrence Monahan, thank you for your service. God bless you, Joe. Godspeed, my friend.
I appreciate it, man.
God bless.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. There's the man keeping us safe on the streets, the NYPD, Chief Terrence Monahan. Hey, a Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
71 degrees at 741. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City hosting the U.S. women's soccer team for a championship parade on Wednesday. Officials want to make it as easy as possible for fans to attend. They've launched a messaging service that gives notifications and updates on weather, traffic, and other information about the celebration. People who are interested can text USA Champs to 692-692 to get the messages. Team USA beat the Netherlands to win the World Cup over the weekend. The parade will be held tomorrow morning in Lower Manhattan. Governor Murphy is saying the state has done its part to set things right for 9/11 first responders who have been waiting for a full accidental disability retirement. Murphy signed 2 bills into law yesterday that are intended to improve protections for first responders, including those who volunteered for rescue and recovery efforts following the 2001 attack at the World Trade Center. Under the new laws, emergency responders no longer must prove their illnesses were caused by their work, but instead only need provide evidence of exposure. Murphy says these laws will especially help 9/11 responders who didn't ask to go, but instead went while thinking of others rather than themselves. In sports, Mets first baseman Pete Alonso, the 2019 MLB Home Run Derby champion, slugging first baseman beat Blue Jays rookie Vladimir Guerrero Jr., 23-22 in the finals at Cleveland's Progressive Field. Alonso wins $1 million in prize money. And by the way, Joe Piscopo, did you know that Pete Alonso will be donating portions of the prize money to Tunnel for Towers and Wounded Warriors?
Yeah, I found that.
Did you know that?
Yes. I opened the show with it, but you weren't listening.
I was, but I just wanted to make sure that you and Frank knew as well.
God bless this kid. God bless him.
Yes, exactly. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And thanks a lot, Al. Let's see what's happening on the 3 and 4 trains bypassing Sutter Ave, Rutland Road. It's all due to this ongoing police investigation. Some of the Uptown 2 trains affected by that as well. LIRR, 10-minute delays into Penn Station. It's all due to signal issues, and PATH Trains delays Hoboken to 33rd with police department activity over at 33rd. Let's see what's happening. Inbound GWB 5, Lincoln, that's 30, Holland 35 to 40, volume on the west side, south into the 50s, Harlem River Drive south, busy down through the 140s, still have this closure over in the area of Livingston by Livingston Mall on Eisenhower Parkway at South Orange Avenue. It's an ongoing accident investigation there. And the New Jersey Turnpike car lanes northbound, very busy getting up past 7A with an ongoing accident investigation as well. Prepare for delays on the eastbound BQE at Cabin Plaza, accident blocking one lane. Sunny today, high in the upper 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
It's time for the AM 970 $1,000 Daily Cash Giveaway. Enter now for your chance to win $1,000 by using keyword FRESH at AM970TheAnswer.com. This is an Aptivada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. Once again, you have until 10 o'clock this morning to enter keyword FRESH at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's keyword FRESH at AM970TheAnswer.com. You want your teeth to be taken care of right from the start. You want that beautiful and healthy smile for you and your loved ones. So, you'll want to call Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in nearby Morristown, New Jersey. For veneers, implants, crowns, and family dentistry, the amazing and exceptional team at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey will care for you like family. Call today, 973-947-7716. That's 973-947-7716 for your appointment. Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585. Let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit ReclaimNYNow.org/congestion-pricing. This ad paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Here you go.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, I'm so sorry. I mean to go to the calls, and then business it takes over, so I apologize, but I'll go to the calls as soon as I can. 877-970-2999, our Balance of Nature phone lines, and you are more than welcome to call, and I promise you I'll get to them when I possibly can. At 746 right now, I want to tell you about Perillo Tours. How does this sound? First of all, strolling the streets of Florence and seeing the iconic Statue of David. Imagine yourself in a romantic and iconic gondola sliding through the unique beauty that is Venice, right? Are you picturing all this? Cruise the magical Isle of Capri. Visit a 400-year-old vineyard in the rolling hills of Tuscany. Sounds fabulous. Doesn't that sound fabulous? Well, it's simply a phone call away with Perillo Tours. Choose from so many options. Perhaps the popular, fully escorted, first-class, 14-day Italy North Classic Tour, Roma, Sorrento, Vide mare quanto bello. Florence, Venice, Milano, or the Taste of Italy tour. Love this, with gourmet meals and cooking classes in Bologna, Florence, Perugia, and of course, Roma. Steve Perillo will customize your perfect Italy vacation. His team can put you in a 16th century villa in the heart of Tuscany, or help arrange your romantic wedding or honeymoon, or a fantasy renewal of your vows in magical Venice. Call for the Perillo 2019 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO, please. It's 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O. Visit PerilloTours.com or your travel agent for simply the best experience of your life travel-wise. You got to go to Perillo Tours.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Come on, bring it on.
Getting this morning started, baby. It is Tuesday. Look at this. July 9th already, 7:48 in New York, New York. And Mel, you've been holding. I apologize for that, Mel. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. You never have to apologize. You got to make money.
Amen to that, brother. What's on your mind? What are you thinking?
Well, it has to do with the scope of the Epstein sex scandal.
Yeah, man.
And it should be expected that it would be as wide as it is. Last night, they're reporting that Bill Clinton was on his private jet 27 times, and it's been confirmed through separate pilot logs. And there was also evidence that underage girls were on the flights, too. Mm. And this is exactly what we have seen in the past. The power of the Gambino crime family was due to the fact that they ran the protection rackets, particularly for gay clubs back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. And they didn't want money. They wanted information. They wanted to know who was going to those places. That way they can put the arm on politicians and people that they could compromise in order to have
freedom
to commit their crimes. And this is what Epstein did.
Yeah.
Epstein invited these people on, invited them to put themselves in a situation where later on he could influence whether or not he would go to jail or not. And that's what we're going to see.
Yeah, so creepy. Thank you, Mel. Appreciate it. Let me go to David in Queens. He's been holding for a while. David, good morning. What is on your mind this morning?
Yes. The soccer team will get a ticker tape parade, whereas the hero soldiers fighting in the Middle East are not getting a parade.
Yeah, it's true. David, thank you for calling. It's true. Where's the military? Do we have any? When there should be a military parade, and the soccer team is getting a parade. By the way, David, I hear what you're saying. I want to just say how proud we are of these girls, how great it is, how great for America it is. They made it political, and it just, I think, stained the whole win. It's just the way, that snarky, nasty attitude of just being political and then doubling down on it. And I just hope the president just leaves it. Just leaves it. Don't even acknowledge it, Mr. President. Yeah, stay above the fray. Because and now a ticker tape parade for the soccer team, but not for some military soldiers or, that's a warranted phone call.
I could completely agree with that. 5 years ago, when they ended the Iraq War, then council member, now Borough President Jimmy Otto, and then council member, now private sector person Vinny Ignizio, they led the charge for calling for a ticker tape parade down the Canyon of Heroes.
What happened, Frankie?
Or 6 years ago, Mayor Bloomberg couldn't be bothered. Yeah, he had other priorities. Yeah. And, I guess the feeling was that because maybe the Iraq War didn't turn out as people wanted, maybe they didn't want to throw the party as welcoming heroes. But you know what? People still died. They still risked their life.
And Vietnam. What about Vietnam?
They did have a parade for the Vietnam.
They finally did.
Yeah. We haven't had a parade for any veterans down the Canyon of Hero in 28 years. In 91, we had it for the Gulf War veterans, and then we had it for the Korean War veterans. But there's no reason that the veterans of the Iraq War shouldn't get a parade down the Canyon of Heroes.
Frankie Five Boroughs. Amen.
And shame on Mayor Bloomberg and Mayor de Blasio for not doing
751, Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM970TheAnswer.com. Good morning, Debbie.
And good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. I do see a lot of volume for you here as you head over to Mount Sinai Coram Road, getting up toward the area of Patchogue Mount Sinai Road over in Mount Sinai. Everything closed. It was an overnight accident. Sunrise Highway West, Lakeland Ave, getting out toward Bohemia. A collision there to contend with. Eastbound BQE, bumper to bumper up by Cabin Plaza. Accident in the right lane. We're still seeing volume. LIE westbound getting out through Woodhaven Boulevard. Eastbound LIE heavy right through the Cross Island. Stop and go on the Cross Bronx West into White Plains Road. And prepare for some stop and go traffic. 84 West out by the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. It's some ongoing road work there to deal with. Traffic is still a problem out by Livingston Mall as you get out toward the area of South Orange Avenue in toward Columbia Turnpike right at Walnut Street. Everything closed with this ongoing accident investigation. And we're still seeing some slowdowns this morning on the New Jersey Turnpike car lanes north, getting up past 7A with an accident investigation. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder sees the race card being played. Again.
Kamala Harris is not an American black. She is half Indian and half Jamaican. I'm sick of people robbing American blacks myself of our history. Donald Trump Jr. retweets it. All the man did was retweet somebody else's tweet, somebody else who happens to be black. Isn't that a legitimate question?
I mean, and if it's not legitimate, does it make you racist?
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hi, we're streaming, we're YouTubing at 7:54. Commissioner Couric is in. We got a lot to talk about Chief Eddie Gallagher. We got a lot to get into. I see the phone calls at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. Oh, but look at here. I have to tell you, it's time to tell you about Balance of Nature. You know, if you're feeling tired, listen to Daddy, please, because I know. And because I run myself right to the wall. Since I've been taking Balance of Nature, I feel so much better. I have more energy. I have less glitches like colds or sniffles or anything. And I really think it's Balance of Nature. And I'm telling you, I am a walking clinical study for Balance of Nature. Why? Because I know it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is. It's not like ordinary vitamins. Ordinary vitamins are made with synthetics. And now Balance of Nature is just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. You know, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It's genius. The way Dr. Douglas Howard came up with the concept of Balance of Nature is genius. And I know this because I live this and I'm a health nut, you know, since I had that cancer back in 1981, make the sign of the cross, grace of God, they gave you the cure rate, but I still want antioxidants in my body to stave off the free radicals that are in all of us. And I do that by taking Balance of Nature. Now, for a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. It's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Oh, Al puts on that. See, I remember 8th grade, 10th grade, whenever it was, I remember this song. Joe, how are you? Joe Lumberg, good morning to you, my friend.
I'm fine. You
I got sentimental for a second. I got weepy-eyed and sentimental for a second. I heard the Dave Clark Five singing Everybody Knows.
You need a tissue, sweetie?
I'm such a wuss. Oh, Lord. Joe Lumberg out there, 757. He's the marathon man. Joey, weather-wise, not so bad today?
Not so bad today. In fact, this is our kind of weather. Warm with sunshine, upper 80s. We're going to be near 90 tomorrow, mid-80s on Thursday. Next 3 days, for the most part, rain-free. I think it's late Thursday and Thursday night. That's our next chance. And then most of the time, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's going to be pretty toasty around here.
Here's a picture for you, Al. See Joe Lumberg, the Speedos.
Come on, why do you got to do that?
Hey, Joe, you know what I love is when I'm out there over the weekend.
That's even worse.
The series. Matt's putting a picture of Al with the bubble. His thoughts. He's really
not what I'm thinking about.
Al's thinking about Joe Lumberg in a bikini. I love it. I did with the sun was so hot this weekend. I love that like that, Joey. So
me too.
Bring on the summer, my brother.
Yeah, I think next week is going to be the hottest week we've got all summer.
Oh, wow, you're kidding me.
I think we're going to be looking at 90 most every day next week.
Why do I like that, Joe?
I love it. I knew you'd like it. That's why when I saw that, I said, I got to tell Joe about this.
Joe, you're the best. Thank you so much. We appreciate it, Joe Lundberg. We'll talk to you a little bit. Joe Lundberg right there.
Marathon. I like that. I'm off half the week next week. Yeah, I like that.
Oh, you taking off next week?
Taking some time off, yeah.
Yeah, but you'll be in a bar somewhere. You'll be in a bar somewhere, God forbid.
2 out of the 3 days,
yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I will.
When we come back, Commissioner Bernard Kerik has a lot to talk about. In my mind, this is the man that freed Eddie Gallagher, Bernard Kerik. You don't want to miss this story. Fascinating story by Commissioner Bernard Kerik. And he's with us in the studio. Danielle DiMartino Booth is with us. Mike Gallagher is going to jump on with us. Professor Alan Dershowitz is with us. And Medal of Honor recipient. We are so privileged to have Staff Sergeant David Bellavia with us. Decorated Iraq War veteran. Right here, Radio Piscopo, live from the greatest city in the world.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.